So if we acknowledge, trust, and believe in these things, then how can we at the same time judge an event, choice, action of ourselves or another as anything other than an expression or of the One? How can we judge an event as bad or right or good or wrong? And what I'll say to you, it doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. If we believe that our life is eternal, that our life mirrors our quest to know ourselves in all ways, to believe in divine order and divine timing, the opportunity to demonstrate mastery is what every moment of life is all about. If we trust in the process of life and acknowledge there's a single source of all it is, if we acknowledge, trust, and believe in these things, if this, then that. If we acknowledge, trust, and believe in these things, then we become compassion. Then it's impossible to judge. It's impossible to anger. It's impossible to rage. And the beauty of the Essene traditions is this. We're always asked the question after a workshop. People will take notes for hours. They'll go through the booklets. And the next thing they say is, okay, well, that was a nice workshop. Now, what workshop do you recommend next? What book should I read? What tape or video should I go to? And what I say to them in all sincerity is that this is the workshop. The beauty of the Essene traditions is they are self-empowering. The moment you find one of these five tenets that doesn't work for you, then you just define your own path toward mastery. You define the piece of yourself that's seeking a greater healing, and you now know where to go. If there's a part of you that says, okay, I believe in all of these, and then you witness something that hurts you deeply in a family experience or in a news event, and you say that couldn't possibly be from the same source that just created the life of a new baby in the hospital right down the road. It couldn't possibly be. Then you've just defined for yourself the next place for you to go to carry yourself on your path. If you question or not believe even one of these, then you've just defined your next step in your path toward balance and mastery. In the Essene traditions, individuals would spend years focused on a single tenet. And now we're invited to embrace all five within a single lifetime. Subtle, powerful. These are about belief systems. We must reconcile each of these in our lives. For every thought, feeling, and emotion that we ever create in our bodies, there is a unique chemistry that goes with that thought, feeling, and emotion. Think about that. We're all chemists. We're alchemists. We're programming a chemistry into our bodies. So we're asking ourselves to find the optimum chemistry to carry us beyond zero point. Compassion is the science that allows us to do this thing. So these are the five tenets of compassion. What happens in life when an event crosses our path, we come to terms with all five of those tenets, and we still feel this thing, this knot that sometimes happens inside, the emotion that has accumulated in our bodies around an event. For me, when I witnessed the news and saw 10,000 Rwandans lying dead, there was this feeling that came inside of me. And yes, on an emotional and a logical level, I knew that it was a source of the One. I knew that it was an opportunity to demonstrate mastery. I knew all those things, and I still had this emotion in my body. And I said, if the Essenes are the masters, I believe they are, they had to account for that. And sure enough, they did. In what perhaps may be the most subtle and the most empowering code that you'll ever witness from these ancient traditions, please don't be deceived by the eloquence and the simplicity of the next step of the science of compassion.